Zimbabwe.
Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America in Washington on Monday, August 8, 2022. And this is Live Talk. I am Capes Dube. Tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about Zimbabwe's National Heroes Day. This day was set aside to commemorate sacrifices that were made by the liberation fighters who took up arms to dislodge white minority rule. President Emmerson Mnangagwa today laid a wreath at the tomb of the unknown soldier at the National Heroes Acre as a gesture of appreciation for the role played by all freedom fighters, including those that died during the war. He also told the gathering that his government is recognizing other heroes and heroines, such as the late Ndabaningi Sithole and the late Charles Kerema. The National Hero status is the highest honor in Zimbabwe that is conferred on an individual, and the recipient is entitled to be laid to rest at the National Shrine in Harare. Critics say the selection of heroes has been dominated over the years by the ruling ZANU-PF party. Namhla sixoxa ngosuku lwamaqhawe ole National Heroes Day. Umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa ngomunye wabantu akade bekhona ngale embuthanweni we-National Heroes Acre eHarare, lapho abeke khona amaluba ethuneni lomuntu olisoja olingazwayo ukuthi ngubani. So ke lokho kubizwa kuthiwa ke i-tomb of the unknown soldier. Sibonile njalo ukuthi kwenzakala ngesikhathi abalwa impi yenkululeko bekhonona ngokuthi abanakekelwa nguhulumende weZimbabwe. Siyabona njalo ukuthi bayakhala ngomnotho okukudeka okumangalisayo, ukwephulwa kwelungelo loluntu, lokunye ke okuhluphayo eZimbabwe. One of the people who attended today's event at the National Heroes Acre is Harare Mayor Jacob Mafume. Mafume says people should always appreciate the role played by Zimbabwe's former freedom fighters.
Magamba eZimbabwe ndeemunhu wese, kusununguka ndikwemunhu wese. Tinouya pano torangarira masacrifice akapuwa nevana veZimbabwe kuti Zimbabwe izvisunungure. Saka nesuwo tinotarisira kuti tinoramba tichifamba tichitsvaya kuwedzera marights, tichitsvaya kuwedzera rugare, tichitsvaya kuonawo masacrifice atofanirwa kuita kuti Zimbabwe inake, Zimbabwe igova inyika inogarika. Asi tinotenda kusacrifice yavakaita, tinotarisa kuti Zimbabwe ichaita zvavanga vachirwira nezvavakafira.
Kumaona oseko mashoko emutungamiri wenyika kuti vari kutakuremekedza mamagamba akaita savandavandini Sithole vange vasina kucherechedzwa muhurumende yapfuura.
Kune magamba akawanda vanofanirwa kucherechedzwa. Pane gamba guru rinonzi Morgan Tsvangirai risati racherechedzwa, rinofanirwa kucherechedzwa. Pane vazhinji kwazvo varipo vanofanirwa kucherechedzwa. Magamba emahuman rights anoita seivavo vana Sithole, vana Tsvangirai nevamwe vese vakatevera mushure vachiitira kuti Zimbabwe ive inogarika, iva inosununguka.
Mauya mese here kubva kubato renyu panapa? Ndaona imi chete.
Tauya, ndinotarisira kuti mamembers of parliament edu ari pano, secretary general wedu ari pano, vahwende nemamwe makurukota ECCC vari pano. Tinocherechedza mazuva enyika, tinocherechedza zvinhu zvakafanana kudaro. matinosiyana pamatongerwo asi zvakaitika kare zvekuti vanhu vakapira nyika zvinozviremekedza.
Harare Mayor Jacob Mavhume speaking to Studio 7 Scott Nanguja in Harare. Willard Mukasa of the Bethel Christian Party was also at the National Heroes Acre.
Dr. Willard Mukasa, the president of the Bethel Christian Party, the party of Ragazuka 2018, who I remember in Poland.
That was Willard Mukasa of the Bethel Christian Party speaking with Studio 7 Scott in Manguja. We also spoke to Evaristo Chikanga of Rebuild Zimbabwe Party, who was at the National Shrine.
Washington Chikanga, re-president of the Party of the Matonga Renika, rebuilding Zimbabwe Party,
They are very critical. I don't think that you can super much.
Sir, but we are missing my partner, not this. That's fine. We don't know what we have to win.
Well, you know, Rombo was going to win, but this is a national holiday, national event. It must be celebrated, must be remembered, must be honored by all citizens, regardless of their political affiliation. So some people did not come, but in the battle ramu, it's one of the
That was Mr. Evaristo Chikanga of Rebuild Zimbabwe Party speaking with Studio 7 Scott in Mangosha. Many ex-fighters are not happy about the way things are being run in Zimbabwe. One of the disgruntled former freedom fighters is Doris Omoyo, also known as Wunzai, was a Zipra military instructor. And this is what we do in Nkosikazi as Doris Omoyo, ngokwenzakala eZimbabwe.
Asithini ba mayifoni njamakiwa bathi yamakiwa sila amhlobela ama
ongena makiwa
la bangena makiwa amnyama
lapho ukukhuluma nonqindezelo
ngobunqindezelo lukhona lapha umuntu ongasakwazi ukuthi yingumizimbabwe ungithatha ukuthi yimindebele ngoba ngisesayidini yesindebele i-tribalism iyafika
kanti yabuya lobani lento
i-tribalism yabuya lezani ngoba yafonywa tribal nxa ngikhangele so phansi kwelanga la silabantu abangakwazi ukuthi ilizwe leli alikhululekanga okuyikho and nxa sikhuluma ngezabo babona ungani sikhuluma ngombulali kukanti umbulali nguyena lo okhona kathesi ongazi abantu inkokeli iyazalwa inkokeli kayithethwa inkokeli iyazalwa inkokeli injani kayithethwa ngoba bemele bekwazi ukuthi nxa ngiyinkokeli abize zonke izinduna lamanye njengamathethi ubona laba amathethi izinkokeli azona ukuthi zizele izinduna bavele balobu ukhokheli babo ababukwazi ungabathengi noma umbobolileyo ungabathengi ngemali uthi uqeda lapho imali yakhona ubuyibulala futhi ivalue bayathenga ngayo na bayathenga ngayo na we fought for this country but into engiyiholayo you can't like it
uyahola imali yakho
ngihola ipensheni ayikhona ipensheni libizwe ngoba imali engiyiholayo ngukuthi angithengi ipufi i-50 kg a-50 kg isithupha i-20 kg yangithengi ngemali engiyiholayo.
Another former Zipra combatant, Wanda Sibusiso Ngwenya, tells Ezra Chizosibanda that he is still unhappy about what happened to him in the 1980s. Umnumzana Wanda Sibusiso Ngwenya, owalwa impi yenkululeko eZipra, uthi wadutshulwa ngesikhathi sombhuqazwe wekukhulawundi.
Angabavuma wezothi abantu batshayiwe ngaphekha ababulewe.
Ya, leso sikhathi sekukhulawundi angakuzwa kodwa ngathi sempumelelo amile kwabuya bakwethu abanye ebe-42 yibo bafika bandukule ekhaya.
Nakwakho?
Ya, ngathi kukwami ngoba sasekhaya sengadela utshwala nje laphana emadoda.
Ufike badukule? Bezomdukula wena?
Ha, babendukula sike.
Wavika wena?
Angivikanga abandukula ngoba baphinda abantwala bangisesibhedlela.
Udukula ngani?
Abantu emzimbeni nasengaleni.
Hayi, usizo. Eh? Uhlezi? Besitheze.
Asinathi utshwala.
Baba sitheze.
Ah, kude nje wasuka nje umunye ngoba wayedama ezimbanje ngakho.
Olisothi. Babudulela ngakho emzini lo.
Hayi, utshwala nje wena lekhaya. Sekuma umakhela.
Kodwa wasila.
Eh, angasila.
Wabotshwa umuntu lo.
Wabotshwa kodwa ikhoti yakho nanzange ngiyibona.
Wayelisotsha?
Wayelisotsha lo muntu naye.
Umpopo uthelela?
Ah, wayelisotsha. Akusabanga kwalo ukuthi mina elungilisotsha la ukuthi ngilidesident ngatayo. Alabanye bami bazama ukuphika amasotsha wathi lokuba
undoda. Wayehamba nabanye?
Eh.
Athi ngilidesident.
Abanye bala.
Wokutshaya wena?
Eh?
Oqala ukutshaya?
Ya, wathi angikhahlela abanye badala. Ngibona nabo.
Yokuqaza uthela umbhobo.
Hayi vele uthwele phela.
Ngithi ukuqaza udubula siyibona abantu sebenzimbele.
Eh, wasendubula.
Uqaza ufuna ukushawa ngawo udubule.
Hayi, wangabantu.
Obazi bese abantu abudubula. Abantu babale.
Ah, masocha manje yilesikhathi babaleka yini. Yiwe sikhathi ba angezwa ukuthi bamdinga bambamba.
Kodwa uthi athola ngoba thola abantu baphilile ijolo jola.
Asevele esibhedlela.
Yabantu babulewe kukron.
Ah, lokwana kwasa kungemva.
That was Wanda Sibusiso Ngwenya, a war veteran. Despite all these challenges, ZANU PF activist Regis Charumbira Vusango says Zimbabweans should always commemorate Heroes Day.
Ndinoda kutenda Studio 7 nemukana Mandipa. Ndoda kutanga kutaura nchiti tinoda kutenda Zimbabwe. Nokuramba government ye Zimbabwe nokuramba ichienderera mberi nekukomemorata kana kurangarira vafi vakafa muhondo varwure hondo vakafa vachifira nyika yeZimbabwe. Ndinoziva ino kuti veopposition veMDC neCCC ndivo vari kuti zvinhu zveindependent Heroes Days yangova ZANU-PF program. Ndinoramba ndichiti haisi ZANU-PF program, hatidi kuti vanhu vedu macitizens edu aito mesmerized kana kuti vadziviswe kuti vazive chokwadi neopposition vachirerwa nhema kunzi Heroes Day yangova ZANU-PF program. Vakazvitaura futi paindependence kuti independence ndeye ZANU-PF program. Zvinhu zvese zvinonge zvinoitwa as a nation zvaakupersonalizewa kuchinzi zvinhu zveparty yeZANU-PF. Tinoramba tichiti kwete, tine vanhu vakafa kunyadzonya, tine vanhu vakafa kuchimoyo vakaurawa neBritish government nguva yehondo vakavigwa mumamas graves, vamwe hama dzavo dzikatoshayiwa kana kuwana mukana wokuchema kana kuona mitumbi yehama dzavo dzakafa dzichifira muhondo. Kune masoja akafa akawanda, vamwe vakauya zvava zvituna vachifa nguva yehondo. Vana veZimbabwe vakagwa vaisapota vanati Mbwido nana Mujibha vakafa vachifira nyika yeZimbabwe kuti nhasi isununguke nemuna 1980 18 April Zimbabwe ichisununguka ichiita independence. Saka tisharamba tichienderera mberi as a party as a government kuramba tichiremember kuti vanhu varangarire kuti nyika yedu yakabva nepi. Nyika yoga yoga ine history. Hakuna nyika isina history. KuAmerica, kuCanada, kunana England vane inonzi Remembrance Day, kuremember maheroes vavo vana vevhu vakaenda kuWorld War 1 ne 2 vakandofa chigwira nyika yavo kuti nyika dzavo dzibudirire, nyika dzavo dzisununguke from utapwa. Isi tanga takatapwa neBritain kubva muna 1890 tikagwisa muna 1980 after 100 years tikahwina tikava a sovereignty, kureva kuti nyika inozvitonga yakazvitonga iri kuzvitonga yega. Ticharamba tichizvitonga seZimbabwe tichitenda mutungamiriri wenyika Comrade Didi Mnangagwa nokuramba vane donzvo rokuziva nokuchengetedza izvo zvatakati ndizvo zvivanduro zvokuti nyika yedu irambe ichifamba nazvo. Tinotenda Heroes Day yedu iri kuuya, vanhu vose vaende kuHeroes Acre kana kuri kuNational Stadium, vanhu vese vaende ikoko kwese kuri kuitwa kumaprovinces zvakasiyana siyana.
That was Mr. Regis Musango of ZANU-PF. He lives in Canada. Now, let's take a break, a very brief break. Please stay tuned. Now we are joined by one of our guests, and that is Mr. Tawanda Sokora of the Citizens Commission, led by Nelson Chamisa. Welcome to the show, Mr. Sokora.
Tinotenda. Thank you, Makadi Muria Zimbabwe.
Thank you very much. What's your take on Heroes Day? We know that is Heroes Day today.
Yes, we appreciate all the heroes dead or alive that fought to liberate Zimbabwe. The reason why we went to the liberation struggle was that we could have one man, one vote, equality before the law, economic freedom, better infrastructures. But unfortunately, we have not been able to achieve those objectives. And I can safely say this is the fourth Chimurenga that President Chamisa has declared, that once we get into power, we all vote, and we get into power in 2023, President Chamisa will finish and fulfill the objectives of the liberation struggle. Everyone will be allowed to vote whether in Zimbabwe or outside Zimbabwe, everyone will be equal before the law, and we'll all have economic freedom. There will be jobs everywhere. There will be better infrastructure. That's the reason why we went to the liberation struggle.
Yes,
but unfortunately, we are not enjoying that.
Do you have any war veterans in your ranks, SPCC?
Yes, we do have many war veterans. Unfortunately, they were never rewarded. Nobody ever recognizes them, because you wonder why Dr. Richard Morgan Tsvangirai, of all the things that he did for Zimbabwe, democracy in Zimbabwe, making sure that we don't have a one-party state in Zimbabwe, Morgan Tsvangirai should be at the Euros Eka, Beda Shoguru Rama, even my Susan Tsvangirai, and many other people, Tondera Indira, that died because of the 40 Chimurenga liberation struggle. They must be and they should be at the Heroes Acre. And that's one thing that the CCC government will correct. It will not be the government that will decide who should be at the Heroes Acre. It's a citizen initiative. It will be the citizens that will be allowed to speak out and talk about the people that should be at the Heroes Acre, not one political party, not one person.
Thank you very much. That was Mr. Tola Zokora of the Citizens Coalition for Change, led by Nelson Chamisa, speaking with us from North Dakota here in USA. Thank you so much, Datenda, Mr. Zokora. Now, let's get to another section of our show today. And for those that have just joined us tonight, please note that we are streaming this discussion live on our Facebook pages, VOA Studio 7, VOA Ndebele, and VOA Shona. We are also live on YouTube, VOA Zimbabwe. In this second segment of the show, we are featuring Precious Sivalo, who defied the odds to become a commercial pilot. Sivalo, a former student at the Kungubo Primary School in Plumtree, had a low grade in mathematics and worked as a waiter at a restaurant in Johannesburg and Qatar Airways before taking to the skies. She has become an inspiration to many people in Zimbabwe. She has just donated shoes, satchels, sanitary pads, and food for nearly 600 students at Kungubo Primary School. Unkosazana Precious Sivalo ochayela indiza mchina. Wafunda e Kungubo Primary School e Plumtree. Usenge abantwana besikolo lesi amabhuku, izikhwama lezicathulo. Lalokhu ke okusetshenziswa ngamankazana nxa esesikhathini, kanye lokudla kwabantwana abangamakhulu ayisithupha. Sivalo says she is plowing back to the community. Unkosazana Sivalo uthi uhlelo lakhe ngolokunceda abantwana besikolo lapho afunda khona eKunguwo Primary School. Ake size esikhuluma ngakhonokho.
Ye, namhla besilapha ke Precious uqeda udonata ke ubisela back to the community abantwana ezicathulo, wanika abantwana ke ama-pads, kathi sinamba abantwana abafidwa lapha. Usithele ke ngohlelo lwakho lo.
Okay, the program yethu ibizwa Precious Food Mentorship Program. I-aim yabo ukuthi sikhuthaze abantwana ukuthi bafunde baqinise ukuze babe nekusasa elihle. Esinye isifiso esinaso ukuthi isikolo lesi sikwazi ukulungiswa ngoba ama-roof ayaphuma and asisekho right amaphansi kuyakhrekha. So sidinga usizo ukuthi sikwazi ukurenovate isikolo emphakathini. And sine-program yamantombazana, we need more sanitary pads. Baningi abantwana abale-less privileged, as you can see. Namhlanje sibanikeza izicathulo. Baningi abantwana abanye bavela endaweni ezikhatshana kakhulu, like 7 kilometers. Bawalk every day to and from school bengenazicathulo, baze badabuke babe nenkenke. Akukho kuhle lokho. And bakhona abanye abantwana futhi abathi imali sesikhathini bangabi namaphepha, ama-sanitary pads. Bagcine sebesebenzisa izikipa, amatrashi lanilani, into ezingaqondani ezibaphambanisa i-health yabo. So yikho sikhona lapha. Sabanikeza amabhuku, sazobanikeza amabhuku ze bafunde. Abanye abantwana baxosha isikolo ngoba bengela amabhuku. So sifuna ukubafundisa ukuthi ngabe sisikaodokotela ukuba nama teacher bekuthi ama engineer businessmen successful business women possible new reason khona apha is a career guidance day ukuthi babekwazi ukuthi mina mangikwanisile nabo kumele bakwanise ukuthi bavela kokumbuzo akumelanga ukuthi kwaphazamisa izifundo zabo or ukuthi bakwazi ukuba yilokho abafisa ukuba yikho khona they can still achieve khona lapo.
Ufunde kusona lesi sikolo wena?
Ufunde kusona lesi sikolo ngasendelengane e-17 so ngaleso sikhathi ngaphinda ngalahlekelwa umama so kwaba nzima ukuthi ngiqhubeke nokufunda ngasengise-South Africa ngaphinda ngaba nguweta
uwete emarestaurant
ngasengisuka futhi ngisuka nguweta edubai semasengise-dubai ngaba le-interview le-Qatar Airways where I became a flight attendant for 5 years and then lapho ngazama ukuhlanganisa imali yokuthi ngibe yi-pilot ngoba kwakuyisifiso sami sakhulu ukuthi ngibe yi-pilot kodwa kungenamali.
Uthi umama wakho nabalele khona is proud of you. So wase uqalisa kathi uzayifundela uba yindiza kwaba lobunzima okunganani uthi ufundele uba yindiza futhi ngenxa yokuthi uzitshala uba yi-aerospace.
Ngangisho nambabona becela itiye becela ikofi ngithi abayenzile utho phambili laphana mbona bezihlalele hayi yakuya kunzima kunzima it's a lot of mental work. So kunzima ngaba la ma-challenges amaningi ama-exams angikhona amanye apaswa 75% pass mark wena sophume ekudala esikolo so yes
oudingwa nomesi oudingwa
kungcono uma ule math kungcono uma ule English the science kuba ngcono training yakho kodwa ezinye isikolo akuyona i-requirement.
That was Precious Balo. We also have this from the school.
Ngilapha ngoba ngifuna ukulitshela ukuthi ma ufuna ukuba ngu-teacher uyakwanisa ukuba ngu-teacher, ma ufuna ukuba ngu-nurse uyakwanisa ukuba ngu-nurse, udokotela, i-injiniya, i-businessman, i-businesswoman, anything. So esizakwenza lapha ukuthi ngizothi can you become a teacher, uthi yes I can, and you can say yes I can, nani uyakwanisa. Can you become a teacher?
Yes!
And you can?
Yes!
Can you become a teacher?
Yes!
Can you become a doctor?
Yes!
Can you become a doctor?
Yes!
Can you become a teacher? Nabafana libe disciplined. Angithi lalela ama teacher. Angithi yafuna libe kwazi ukuthi from now ma ufuna ukuba ngu-teacher umele wazi ukuthi okay kumele ngipase kwakho ama-subject, ma ngifuna ukudokotela ngipase kwakho ama-subject. Angithi uzoyibonisa sizomfundisa ukuthi wenza njani anjani. So lipase lalela ama teacher lalela abazali. Angithi.
That was Precious Balo there in Ngungubo Primary School. Good night, Zimbabwe. Let's meet again next week.